Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the May 25th City Council study session. Councilmember Winkle is absent and excused. The first item on our agenda today is to hear a presentation and provide direction on funding recommendations for fiscal year 2017-18 and prior years available funding for Community Development Block Grant, Home Investment Partnerships, Emergency Solutions Grant, and Human Services Program. Good to have Liz and Dennis with us. Thank you very much. Look forward to your presentation.
Thank you, Mayor. Good morning, Mayor and Council. We're here, as discussed, to go over the federal funding recommendations as well as our local human services funding. The purpose is to review what our allocation of our federal and local dollars and also to recommend funding for the four programs, the Community Development Block Grant, which we refer to as CDBG, the Home Investment Program, which is HOME, and Emergency Solutions Grant, which we refer to as ESG, and of course our Human Services funding, which is local City of Mesa funds. Just to give you a quick overview of those allocations, we are expecting at this point, expecting to have level funding, even though that can change. We have not received HUD notification on what our funding will be for 17-18. There are some caps which are listed there on which we have to make sure we don't that we stay within those guidelines. I do want to mention on the human services funding that we have targeted $720,000. $60,000 we're asking to carry over from the previous, which is our current 16-17 year, in order for us to be able to allocate $780,000. Within that $780,000, $108,000 is from our ABC funds, which are donations given to us through City of Mesa utility bill. This past funding cycle, we received a total of 72 applications. You can see how they were distributed through the different programs. We did receive requests that exceeded $7,800,000. Our process is very typical. We started training and sharing with the public about our application process in December. Then we opened up that application process in January, and proposals were submitted through an online service called Zoom Grants. We did our initial review in February. Our Housing and Community Development Advisory Board heard presentations and scoring, and the department also provided recommendations to the Community and Cultural Development Committee. In April, we received review and approval of those funding recommendations, which is where we are at today, coming to you, Council, on asking for your review and direction. After today's decision, we will go to a 30-day public comment period, and we will come back probably in June with a request for your approval of the annual action plan, which is what we have to submit to HUD with our final funding and other information that we have to report through that document. I do want to talk about how we got to this point with our funding recommendations. We again take into great consideration the recommendations of the Housing Community Development Advisory Board. I do want to highlight our chair for the board, Stephen Sparks. This was his last term as chair, and he's here in the audience. I want to thank him for his leadership of the board. We also look at our consolidated plan priorities, our city council priorities, and our funding capacity. So as you saw, we had over seven, I think I said, considerable amount of applications. I wish we could fund them all, but unfortunately we are limited. So I'm just going to quickly go through those recommendations. We did split them out. As you know, CDBG has a 15% cap on what we can do, which is called public services. Those are listed here as far as our recommendations and what they requested. So Save the Family, their case coordination, Community Bridges, two grants there for their navigation and mobile outreach, New Leaf Supportive Services, Mesa Can, and Mark Community Resources, which would be doing a new project for those who are homeless. On our non-public service, we have much more funding there, and it's typically some of the construction projects, our owner rehab program, which we do in-house, the neighborhood facade program, NADCO for their economic development program, a demolition as we identify any potential homes that need to be demolished in the city. We have funding there to do that. Also, MARC Community and Child Crisis, Save the Family, and of course, our administration costs. We do have a contingency there, should there be any emergencies that arise, maybe through some sort of flooding, as we've seen in the past, where we're able to use those funds to help homeowners. The Emergency Solutions Grant is very specific to serving those who are homeless, and so we have two projects we would like to fund. One is the shelters with a New Leaf, and also Save the Family with their rapid rehousing program. And that is a partnership with iHelp, Save the Family and iHelp. Our home funding includes some tenant-based rental assistance, which is rental assistance for those who are homeless, and art space. We had a wonderful groundbreaking yesterday, and there's additional monies that we committed with the 17-18 funds. And then our housing CHOTO set aside, which is the Community Housing Development Organization. We have to set those funds aside. And of course, our admin. On the human services side, I'm not going to go through every single one of those, but you can see there that we have many nonprofits that were scored and received funding through that process. I will bring to light that we, again, as you can see at the bottom, we're looking at a total of $780,000 this year, using $60,000 from current fiscal year. So I ask you, Council, Mayor and Council, if you would please either accept the funding recommendations as presented or provide any revisions to the funding so that they align with your priorities.
Thank you, Liz. And thank you to everyone that has gotten us to this process. As you mentioned earlier, there's been a lot of city committees, a lot of council committees, a lot of staff time. The room is full of the great people in our community that are engaged in all the great human service organizations that we have. So this is the culmination of a lot of work from a lot of people. So thank you to everyone that's gotten us to this point. I've said in the past, I think Mesa has a few core values. Education is one of them. Compassion is another one of them. I think we stand out as a community that is very compassionate, and it's reflected in the success of the great human service organizations we have in our community. It's reflected in the fact that city government funds human services. I'm not being critical of other communities, but not all communities are nearly as engaged in this as we are, and I'm proud of that. And I think this is, so just kudos to everyone that's gotten us to this point. I'm very proud. I'm particularly appreciate that the emphasis on some issues like homelessness and that are very apparent and rising, I think, in their the acuteness of them in our community. They're becoming more visible, and times seem tougher than they have in previous years for some reason. So I appreciate the sensitivity to that, and the navigators and the strategic approach we're taking to some of the challenges that we have as a community. So I think this is a very responsive plan to the needs of our community. So I'm very supportive and appreciate all the hard work that's gone into this. Council, other comments or questions? Mr. Luna.
I want to thank Liz and Dennis for their leadership. This is a very rigorous process that we go through. But I also want to thank all the nonprofits here. Thank you for being part of our community. This is really the heart of our community. So we appreciate all that you do for our citizens. And we're very fortunate we have these funds available. I'm concerned about the federal funds for next year. So, and I think that's weighing on all of us. So hopefully Congress will be supportive and understand that this is the heart of our communities and we want to do what's best. So thank you for what you do. I'm very supportive and would forward recommendation that we approve this.
Thank you. Any other comments? Okay. I think we need a motion to accept the staff's recommendations.
So moved.
Thank you, Mr. Luna. Thank you, Mr. Glover. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you. That passes unanimously. Thank you again for all the hard work that went into this. We appreciate it. The next item on our agenda is acknowledge receipt of minutes from boards and committees. Is there a motion to that effect? Thank you. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you. Next item is information pertaining to the current job order contracting projects. Council, any questions regarding any of that material that you've seen? No? Next is to hear reports on meetings and conferences attended. It was mentioned earlier, we had a great groundbreaking for Art Space Mesa yesterday. Again, I appreciate all the hard work that's gone into bringing that project to the point that we're seeing dirt fly over there in downtown Mesa on, off of Hibbert. So that'll be exciting to see that project develop. Mr. Luna.
I just wanted to highlight an internal weight loss challenge that we had. It was called Spring Into Shape Challenge, and we ran this for 6 weeks. And our winners on the men category was you, Mayor. Thank you. Ralph Hernandez from Information Technology and David Wilkins from Engineering. They lost a lot of weight for us during the 6 weeks. We lost a total of 600 pounds among our employees, so that's great. The women, Danielle Darnell from Transportation, Jessica Vera from Fire, and Nora Collins from Business Services. So I just want to thank all of those who participated in this wonderful activity. It was a great motivational try to lose weight. And today at 10 o'clock, we're going to be giving some great prizes for those people that participated. So if you participated, and certainly all the winners, please come over to the room over by
170.
Come to 170 and you're going to get your treat and your prizes. So please come on over. Thank you for all those that participated.
Snickers bar.
No, they will be healthy treats. So.
Okay. I don't want to brag, but I think I could win this every year because I gain in, as fast as I lose. So anyway, next item is the schedule for future meetings and general information. Mr. Brady. Oh, I'm sorry. Kevin, tell us what you did yesterday.
Well, this week we had quite a bit of success in District 6. We broke ground on Euro Contempo. It's a huge investment in our city, as well as bringing employment to the area. And then last night out at the Gateway Airport, we did a ribbon cutting on Barrio Brewing Company. Really good food, nice little microbrewery out of Tucson. So they've established their first north of the Gila facility at Mesa Gateway Airport in District 6.
Good. Thank you very much. That was a great groundbreaking, huge piece of property. That's going to be a very high-profile development in our community. And there were other job announcements, the 200 new jobs at the repair and maintenance facility at Gateway. So lots of good economic news. I do note that we have our Assistant Chief Solberg has stepped in the room. Congratulations, Chief. Was named the new chief in Gilbert, and we appreciate your great service to the city of Mesa. Look forward to continuing to work with you as you lead another great police department in the East Valley. But thank you for all that you've done for our community for so long. The next item on our agenda is to go through the schedule. Mr. Brady.
Yeah, just quickly, a reminder, Council, we have a study session Thursday, June 1st at 7:30 a.m. And also, just for future information, the Arizona Museum of Natural History will have a free Sunday on June 4th from noon to 5 p.m. So thank you.
Thank you very much. Mr. Freeman.
Mayor, Chief Solberg's retirement is today, so I think it's from 2 to 4. Out at the public safety training facility.
Great, we will be there. All right, if there's nothing else, the next item on our agenda is to convene an executive session to receive legal advice. Is there a motion to do so? Thank you, Mr. Luna. Thank you, Mr. Thompson. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
We will now convene an executive session.